This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on what has been a wonderful, wonderful Monday. We're going to talk about why are they so upset about a late night comedy show getting canceled? The younger generation, are they going to go back to the old ways? Nancy Pelosi will talk about call and response, all that. And so much more coming up in the final hour of the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I don't want to take much time on this because I don't want to be accused of caring about late-night comedy or pop culture, which I don't. Stephen Colbert. He was one of these dirty communists that was given a late-night show by CBS. Made millions and millions and millions of dollars. With those millions and millions of dollars, he didn't try to do comedy, really. He tried to push the revolution forward. He was the one embarrassing himself, campaigning for vaccines. Every monologue I've ever seen is some rage against Donald Trump. Just completely alienated half the country and pushed forward the revolution. Apparently, the show lost $40 million a year. One show. They have 200 people on staff plus his salary. It cost a fortune to produce, didn't bring in the revenue. And so, I mean, look, any business, any industry, if one part of it is losing $40 million a year, that part of it's obviously not going to be around very much longer. So why are senators, like this is Senator Ed Markey, why are they saying things like this?
Stephen Colbert announced that CBS will end his hit show, The Late Show, with Stephen Colbert next spring. This is irresponsible. CBS is a Paramount subsidiary, and they made this announcement just days after Stephen Colbert sharply criticized Paramount's $16 million settlement with Donald Trump. We need answers. Did the Trump administration pressure Paramount to make this decision?
Of course, the senator is trying to make it about Trump and whatnot, but here's the truth. And I actually feel bad for some street communists. Actually, a lot of just younger people who aren't communists, I feel bad because they don't understand critical parts of life. You do not get paid what you deserve. You will never get paid what you think you deserve is what I'm trying to say. You get paid based on the value you bring to your employer. The value you bring to your employer. Now, that's a very basic point, an obvious point, but a lot of people didn't have a father, so they don't understand that point. How could you campaign? Why are so many Democrats? That was one I could have played you 10 of Democrats complaining that Colbert's show got canceled. Well, they believe that the revolution should be funded whether or not it's profitable. They have always believed that the revolution, they don't care whether or not it makes money. People should be forced to pay for the revolution. Taxpayers should be forced. Businesses should be forced. Force is what they believe. You have to help pay for our revolution, but it loses money. I don't care. You should pay for it anyway. These people have worked very long and very hard to conquer all the institutions they've conquered and get their people into place. And now they feel entitled to those institutions. That's why canceling some communist propaganda late night show is treated as some horrible act. Oh my gosh, the end of humanity. They like this horrible system that no one likes that has been put into place. Now that is going to lead me directly into this because we will just talk about straight business and economics courtesy of the WNBA. Here's Caitlin Clark. Apparently she's a WNBA player.
That's where we're really fortunate is that we have those other deals. And I think that's one of the things that we're in the room fighting for, like Fee said, is, you know, we should be paid more. And hopefully that's the case moving forward as the league continues to grow. I think that's something that's probably.
WNBA loses millions of dollars a year. As I have said before, I know how upset it makes some people. It is a charity for lesbians. The NBA has to fund it. The WNBA is not, it's not that it's not profitable. It's not even close to profitable. They've never made a profit. They hemorrhage millions of dollars a year. They hemorrhage millions of dollars a year because we live in this wacky society where we have to pretend that everybody's equal and that women's basketball should in any way be treated equal to men's basketball because women want to play it. Women should play basketball. That's great. It's a great sport. It's fun. Keep yourself in shape. But no one wants to watch women play basketball. Basketball is a sport that is purely about athleticism. How running and jumping, it may be the most athletic sport there is. Whether or not you like it, you have to acknowledge you have to be an incredible athlete to play basketball at a high level. Women cannot achieve that in mass because they're smaller and weaker, and they're just their lungs aren't as big and their muscles aren't as big. It's no knock on them. Women aren't men. They're not equal to men. Watching women play basketball can never be that interesting because they're not athletic enough. Women's gymnastics, beach volleyball, that's a different story. But women's basketball is never interesting. Because it's not interesting, people don't watch. Because they don't watch, you don't get to sell ads. You don't get big TV deals. You lose money. And you don't get paid on what you think you deserve. You and me, we share this in common. We all share this in common. You will get paid on the scarcity of your marketable skills. What value do you bring to your employer? Your employer will split that value with you. You won't get it all. Otherwise, you'd be the employer. He's going to take some of that value, and he's going to give you some of that value. But again, we live in this weird, namby-pamby society where I will get all kinds of hate mail for the factual things I just said. I'm sorry. Actually, no, I'm not sorry at all. I shouldn't lie. Your dad should have told you these things. You should have been told these things by fathers, mentors, teachers, coaches, but instead we've sold so many people on this ridiculous lie, the lie of equality. There's no equality. You're not equal to me. I'm not equal to you. Chris isn't equal to anybody, but every human being is built differently. Equality is a lie. In a myth, it does not exist. And women, you're not equal to men. And men, you're not equal to women. God built us differently for different purposes. Well, I should get to do anything a man should do. What you should have had is a father who told you how unbelievably stupid that is. That's what you should have had. Let's do some emails. Jesse, I was recently at a restaurant, and after ordering, the waitress appeared to be rushing me and my family. I appreciate expedited service, but is there a point that's too fast? Yeah, look, I have friends who have run restaurants, you know, small diners and stuff, nothing big. Oh, I take that back. I do know a guy who runs a bunch of the Mexican restaurants here in Houston, but for the most part, I have friends who've run small restaurants, smaller restaurants, smaller things. And as such, in my conversations with them, because I like to learn about things, I have learned this. Restaurants not only need the tables full, once you eat and pay, they need you to leave. There are restaurants historically, did you know this? Did you know McDonald's? If I remember right, I'm pretty sure it was McDonald's. McDonald's, I'm sure they all do this, created a color scheme at one point in time that was designed to not be appealing to you. Why would they do that? They want you to sit down and eat your Big Mac and then get up and leave so the next person can come in and sit down and eat your Big Mac. Do you know why the chairs in so many restaurants are horrible? It's not just because the owner is cheap like Jewish producer Chris. It's because they don't want you to sink into a nice comfy restaurant chair and hang out there forever. They want you to eat and pay and then leave because your butt is turning numb. They want you to leave. They want you to eat and pay and leave. Now, I personally have never experienced this at Red Lobster, but maybe your restaurants, don't shake your head, Chris, maybe your restaurants do this kind of a thing. So I understand the game. I understand what the idea is. Once you've eaten and paid, they needed someone else who can eat and pay. I get it. But everything's a give and take, and there's a limit to everything. I too have experienced this, where they're kind of running you out the door. Now, I don't experience that much because I do this thing that my wife hates. She thinks it's the rudest thing in the world. I will oftentimes give the waitress the credit card before I get the bill because I want to pay and leave. When I'm done eating, I'll say, here, you can just take this. I would like to pay and leave. And if, in case you're about to yell at me for not reviewing the bill, Chris, I review it after it comes. What? Chris said, what's the point of reviewing the bill? They can take it back if they put something extra on there. I'm trying to get out fast, so I'll just flat out give them the credit card. But that's not just my impatience. I understand the idea is to turn over tables. I get it. And I'm okay with it. People who run restaurants work very hard. I should point that out. And they don't make a lot of money. Unless you have a lot of them, a lot of restaurants, you really don't make that much money with the restaurant. Plus, it's draining. That's why you need a male vitality stack from Chalk or a female vitality stack to run one. It really will. It'll drain your energy quickly. Don't you feel your energy draining? Do you know why you need an extra cup of coffee at 3 p.m? It's not because you're getting older. It's because your testosterone level is getting down. It is lowering. It's not age, it's the synthetic estrogens that you shower in. They're in our water. It's awful. We drink poison. How do we avoid that? It's not like we can avoid water. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk. It will completely reverse all this. You will feel better than you have in years. Go find out what they can do for you. I know you probably have some questions. The dimes are waiting by the phone. 50CHOQ3000. 50CHOQ3000. Let's learn about call and response next.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday. Before we talk about Nancy Pelosi and get to some more emails and talk about maybe the next generation returning to something, I want to play something for you. You probably didn't hear it, and it's not important. Don't get me wrong, but Donnie O'Sullivan is his name. That's not important either. He's a communist who works for CNN. He was talking about the, quote, lab leak theory. Remember, we know the lab leak was true. The people who brought up the lab leak theory back then had their reputations destroyed, while the reputable people told you that COVID came from Ebola bat soup. It didn't come from Ebola bat soup. It came from a virology lab in Wuhan, China. It's not a theory. It came out of that lab. That we know right now. I want you to listen to this.
Even if you were arguing the less crazy one, just that it leaked from a lab, maybe as an accident, that you were wrong.
Yeah.
And
maybe racist.
Mm-hmm. But this is also where it's tough, right? Because so many of the people who are most vocally pushing the lab leak theory are racist.
Right.
Right? Because they want, like, that.
What? Most of the people pushing the lab leak theory are racist. What does race have to do with anything? What are the all right, pause on that for a moment. Because we're going to talk about communist programming and how people get programmed into cults and things like that. And actually, I'm going to use Marine Corps boot camp as an example. So Marine Corps boot camp, I don't know if this was universal or if it still goes on, but this is one of the things that happened in my boot camp. The drill instructor, they will oftentimes give you a timed thing you have to do. You never have enough time. That's intentional. But they'll give you a timed thing you have to do. And then they'll loudly start counting it down. Hey, your bunks are all screwed up. Remake every one of them. Remake the rack now. You have 50 seconds. And then they'll count down the end of it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then they would say zero. And as soon as they said zero, In fact, it's oftentimes there wasn't even a countdown. Sometimes it would just be in the middle of something and one of them would say zero. You know what we would have to say? Freeze, recruit, freeze. Everybody in unison, as loud as humanly possible. And of course, I know it's obvious, an obvious point, you had to freeze. You could not move. If you so much as twitched after that, you would get in serious trouble. No matter where you were, what you were doing, standing up, sitting down, bending over, polishing your shoes, when they said freeze, you stopped moving. Zero, freeze, recruit, freeze. Over and over and over and over and over again. Now, I'm 44 years old. My birthday was yesterday. Did I mention that? I'm 44 years old. I've been out of the Marine Corps for over two decades. Over two decades. And still to this day, when I hear zero pronounced that way loudly, it's not that I freeze, but it'll pop into my head. Freeze, recruit, freeze. I'll almost kind of say it underneath my breath. Why? Programming. They were programming you. Call, response, call, response. I say zero, you say this. I say zero, you say this. Communists all around the world, especially in Western civilization, have for decades learned that the word racist, that word should be deployed whenever you find yourself in trouble, losing an argument, trying to destroy your opponent in any way. And it doesn't matter the context, does not matter what the subject is. The accuracy of it could not possibly be less important at all. Communists are programmed this way. They are programmed this way by the hive mind. When you are in trouble, when your argument is in trouble, when you get caught doing something terrible, and they're always doing something terrible, whenever anything is going negative for you, they are programmed. Racist! Racist! Racist, because for years, now it's less effective now, but for years that was extremely effective. You have so many nice people on the right who would immediately start to panic. Oh, hold on, I'm not racist. My friend's a Mexican. My dad was black. Immediately you start playing defense and they win. I'm going to play it again. Sounds out of place, right? It won't sound as out of place now that you learn why.
Even if you were arguing the less crazy one, just that it leaked from a lab, maybe as an accident, that you were wrong.
Yeah.
And
maybe racist.
And maybe racist. Mm-hmm. But this is also where it's tough, right? Because so many of the people who are most vocally pushing the lab leak theory are racist.
Right.
Right? Because they want... Like,
that doesn't have anything to do with medicine or the virus or anything. Yes. But he's a communist who has been programmed by the hive mind after years and years and years of indoctrination into the demonic cult of communism, that that is how you reply when you find yourself wrong-footed. That's why your liberal Aunt Peggy says that to you as soon as she starts losing an argument. She's been programmed that way. How about that? Now, we've been programmed to think that the market's always going to be stable. People who've never lived through a downturn always think the market's going to be solid. Nah, it'll be fine. It'll just go up, 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 up. But others who've lived long enough know that's simply not the case. Someone asked earlier about the debt crisis. Well, it's coming. You know what's coming. It's here already, I've argued, but it's coming. How do you protect yourself when the government won't stop wasting your money, devaluing your money? You can protect yourself from politicians with GoldCo. That's how I look at GoldCo. That's how I've always looked at them. They're my protection against scumbag Democrats and Republicans who blow all my money. They will fortify your retirement with gold or silver. They'll get physical gold or silver in your hand. You might qualify for thousands in free bonus silver. Everybody likes free, Chris. All you have to do is give them a call. 855-817-GOLD or go to jessielikesgold.com. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's do a couple more of those before we get back to the stories here. Jesse, yesterday I heard you wanted to go to Brazil and try the food. I just got back from a missions trip to Brazil, so let me enlighten you. Brazil does potatoes and pork very well. Sorry, Chris. But the other stuff, not really. The beef is almost always dry, and chicken is never really better than any average chicken stateside. Most of the food is well-seasoned, but nothing that special. Personally, I'll stick to the food in the great USA. That sucks. Says I can use this. I pictured exotic food, Chris, like Brazilian stuff. But it's not that I want to see Brazilians. I don't know any Brazilians. Why would I want to see Brazilians? I don't know any of those people. Are they hot? Are you sure about that, Chris? Or is that sounds like something you're making up in your head. They're tan because it's hot down there. I'm sure that, well, yeah. I mean, you know what the saying goes, if you can't tone it, tan it. Hey, Jesse. Hello there, my brother. I've always had a question about what is the minimum belief needed to get to heaven? Is going to church enough? I don't know, but I have some doubts about that, so on and so forth. I think the Bible's pretty clear on it, and it's not going to church. What's John 3:16 say, my friend? What does it say? Will not perish and have everlasting life if you do what? Go to church? It's not what it says. Last night, Jesse, you were talking about how Republicans don't show up to vote in primaries. From my observation, not only do they not show up, they don't understand how the process works. That's true. That's true. And we discussed this a little bit last week. I actually want to move on to Nancy Pelosi here, but we don't understand how the process works because we don't love power the way the communists love power. We don't obsess over it. They obsess over it. They believe in force. No better way to force things than by taking over the government, having the government force things on you. Well, we don't think that way. I have beliefs, strong beliefs, as do you. But when you encounter somebody who doesn't share them, do you have a strong desire to force them on that person? I don't. When you're in an area, when I'm in a blue area, I'm going to Boston soon. Cannot wait. So excited. Going to visit WRKO. I love you. But Boston's a super blue area. When I go to Boston and I'm driving around super blue Boston, am I going to think to myself, wow, I wish I could force all these people to be pro-life? That would never even occur to me. That's how communists think. Now let's pause all this. And I want to play just a little tidbit of this Hunter Biden interview because there's something about it that, well, it made me smile. Here it was.
And you would have the Speaker Emeritus that would say, well, you know, I'm going to leave it up to, but I don't know. And they had already made a decision. They had clearly made a decision. And when I say they, I mean the Speaker. And, you know, I heard Alexander Pelosi say something, call my mom, like, put your big girl pants on to my mom or something.
He's talking about the decision to kick Joe Biden out of the race so Dome could run. Nancy Pelosi, Hunter Biden was there for all that. Nancy Pelosi is the one who kicked Joe Biden out of the race. Can we take a moment? I know we don't like her. I don't like her either, by the way. Can we admire Nancy Pelosi's ability to wield power? Nancy Pelosi walked into the White House and kicked the sitting president out of running for re-election. Why are Democrats struggling so badly right now? I have made this argument before, and I will make it again. I think Democrats are struggling nationally so badly because they haven't been able to fill the leadership void Nancy Pelosi left behind. Nancy Pelosi was so powerful, even at her advanced age, hammered all the time, dentures falling out, she still stumbled into the White House, hammered a shot of vodka, and told Joe Biden he didn't get to run for president anymore. That is amazing. That is amazing. And when you look, what are the best ways to judge a CEO or a sports coach or something like that? Or honestly, a radio show. How does it do when they're gone? Does it keep humming along just fine? Maybe even improve a little? Or does the whole freaking thing collapse the second they walked out the door? Nancy Pelosi walked out the door and the Democrat Party collapsed immediately. Nancy Pelosi, as much as you don't like her, as much as I don't like her, I would kill for a Nancy Pelosi in the House of Representatives, in the GOP House of Representatives. You've heard me say it before for years. I would kill to have somebody that strong, vicious, able to bash enough skulls together to get her priorities through, to get the Republican priorities through. I don't want any Democrat priorities to go through, but Nancy Pelosi is an amazing human being, and I know I'm going to get all kinds of hate for that. I don't care. I don't like her either. Respect where it's due. According to Hunter Biden, who was in the room, Nancy Pelosi flat out walked into the White House and told Joe Biden to get out. And he did. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. Jesse. Oh, actually, this guy said, "Dear Beaver Beater, is Chris a diversity hire in the fact that he is Jewish? Does that help keep the feds off your tail? Thanks for clarification." I'm actually pretty sure Chris has got to be on the feds' radar as much or more than I am. He's got to be. He absolutely has to be. Chris is one of these prepper types who probably takes it a little too far. Oh, yes, you are, Chris. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Chris, how many jars of mustard do you have in the house? Hey, don't avoid the question. I said, how many? I know you have some here. I saw you finally brought some in. How many jars of just mustard do you have laying around the house, Chris? All different sizes. Yeah, I know that, buddy. I know. You think Chris isn't keeping the feds off my tail. In fact, he's the one they'll use to get to me. You know they're going to show up, suitcase full of cash, and that's it for me. According to the internet, oh, Jesse, this is the Epstein stuff. His parents are just, okay, I'm not talking about any more Epstein stuff. I told you I'm bored with it. I'm going to talk about something better. Potentially better. I saw something very sad on social media, and you never know if what you see on social media is real. So I took it to the real world. I took it to my sons and I asked them about it. And what I saw was, it was a picture of a party, a bunch of teenagers in a house having a party. I don't remember all the specific details, but there were boys and girls and they were talking to each other and dancing and they were in a house having a party. And somebody said, did people really used to live like this? And I brought it to my sons and I said, can you explain this to me? Do you guys not know about a house party? And what they said to me was, well, Dad, obviously we know because we've been to some, but most of our friends have not. And that is not a thing that really exists much anymore. And it's not that I want teenagers to go do something bad or illegal. Please, if you're a teenager, don't be dumb, right? But a party? Pizza party? House party? Something? A pool party? Pool party's always a good freaking time. Who doesn't have fun in the swimming pool? Apparently, because of technology and social media and things like that, younger people have not been getting together, physically getting together anymore. And it blew me away. And it saddened me a great deal. But then I saw this story, and it kind of coincides with what my son said and something else I've heard. I'll tell you the story in a second. Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get to headlines, maybe some emails in a second. I just wanted to finish my point here that obviously with the advancements in technology, social media, all these things, people, not just young people, but people in general, they don't get physically with other people as often. I'm talking about going out to a movie together, going to a party together, taking a drive together, playing golf, going fishing, doing anything people used to do together. But I saw this headline, and it coincides with a couple different things I've heard recently. Headline is, movie theaters are in trouble. Gen Z is here to save them. It turns out that we went from being my generation and older, where people went to the theaters, to the younger generations, where it's all the Facebook, Twitter, social media, online gaming stuff. People didn't physically get together anymore. And now the youngest generations are going back. This coincides with what my sons told me when I had the conversation with them about getting together physically with friends. They both said, "Dad, it's not been something that happens as often, but I felt recently it's happening more and more and more. People want to get together." That pairs perfectly with one of the suits, actually, I was playing golf with. One of the iHeart suits was talking about his son. They were college, his son's college, and his college-age friends would show up at dad's house. Dad would try to make himself scarce. You know, parents would make himself scarce. But the sons, right when they got there, they asked, well, the son asked dad for a big bowl, just a big kitchen bowl. Dad said, okay, brings it out. Son drops his cell phone in it. All their friends dropped their cell phone in it and said, "Dad, take it away. We don't want to see it again the rest of the weekend." I'm not saying all of our societal problems, all of our antisocial problems have been solved. I'm not saying that at all. But human nature is we need physical interaction with other people. And we haven't been getting that because of all this technology. But I think the younger generations are feeling it and they know it. And I think it's a good thing. And I think they deserve more credit than they should. And I really brought this up to encourage you and me to get out and physically get with other people. I didn't tell you this just because I don't like to advertise when I'm gone. But I've actually spent the entire last month. Did you know I was in Montana? The whole last month. I just got back yesterday. I was in Montana. Now, I was doing shows from Montana, but, you know, we lost my dad, and I wanted to be up there and be with my mom and my sister and just look after them, take care of them, and just be up in Montana. And lots of it was wonderful. I mean, Montana's just so cool. It's such a beautiful place. People are so friggin' polite up there compared to down here. But anyway, I was always going to do something up there. There was always a friend I hadn't seen who wanted to get together. One of my mom's friends wants to get together. The neighbors want to get together. These people want to get together. I got to meet with this guy and that guy and meet with this. And so almost every night there was an obligation of some kind. And this is just you and me. You know me. I hated it to some extent. It wore on me to some extent. I need to be alone. I need time alone. I am not a super social person, believe it or not. But looking back on it, it was good. It was good. I have great memories with friends and people. Don't get me wrong. I still need my time alone. Get out there and meet people. Get out there and do things. Get with people. If you're antisocial like me, you don't have to do it every friggin' night. You'll kill yourself. Get out there. Go to a parade. Go shooting. Go do something. They have they don't have this in Houston because there aren't any friggin' hills, but they have hiking clubs up there. I know my sister's joined runner clubs before where you just sign up online and you go meet with people and go for a run. I don't know what kind of weirdo would go for a run for fun, but you understand what I mean. Go find a way to get with people. And if you're worried about, "Well, Jesse, I don't want to hike. I can't do that because my knee hurts." That's why Relief Factor is here, to make sure that you can still go join that hiking group. You can join that runner's group. You don't have to live with soul-sucking pain. I don't mean the one-time stub-your-toe pain. The nagging pain, you're probably looking at it or thinking about it right now, that holds you back. Is it your elbow? Is it your friggin' back? Gosh, back pain. I've spent a lot of time with chiropractors. Back pain sucks, doesn't it? Start attacking the root of that problem. That's what Relief Factor does. It attacks the inflammation. "I don't want drugs." Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. It supports your body's natural response to inflammation. Your body already knows there's inflammation. Your body's already trying to fight the inflammation. It needs a little boost. $19.95. That gets you 3 weeks worth. You take it every day for 3 weeks. If your pain is not better, cancel. Just don't order anymore. You're not signing up for something. But you will find a miraculous reduction in your pain, and you will order more. Almost every single person does. ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Jesse, I often hear the talk about the need for additional immigration because the birth rate is too low in our country. Immigrants, as additions to the workforce, would help keep Social Security from becoming insolvent and increase the GDP. Okay. Well, what good is Social Security if this is your country now?
Assalamualaikum, magayi wa aiki Hassan. Wa adu fara salam manta. Wa akin Omar Fatih alun nukandu next mayor of Minneapolis. Wa historic wa ye. Wa arjira Somalia digi Minneapolis in sobahan u'udayan.
You have a culture that's more important than Social Security. A country, borders, values, American values matter. You cannot keep those values if you massively import foreigners. Doesn't mean you never allow illegal immigrants. It's not true. Illegal, never. Legal, rare. We got to get this stuff cleaned up.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Capitol Hill intern killed near the White House. Family demands action as D.C. crime spirals out of control. It's such an unbelievably sad story. I'm not gonna even read his name. 16-year-old kid. Just know that there are consequences for voting Democrat. You vote Democrat in these big cities, people will die, women will be raped, people will be robbed. Mark Green resigns from Congress, further shrinking the House GOP majority. I'm sure there's going to be some spicy detail around that one. Gavin Newsom pushed private foundation to donate $500,000 to anti-ICE defund police group, records show. Gavin Newsom running for president in 2028, he might pull a hammy for how much he's going to have to run away from the crazy record he's got as governor of California. You don't pull a hammy because I'm going to be back tomorrow to have some fun, all right? That's all.